listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Specialist police officers are in Broome joining local authorities in the search for a missing 21-year-old man. Zane Stevens last seen on Friday near Coconut Grove when he left his bogged grey Toyota Land Cruiser in search of help. He's described as being 180 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and brown eyes. Superintendent Steve Thompson says they've got teams on the ground.
The search effort is concentrating in the area that he may be on foot, and we are being supported by local police, by the State Emergency Service, by specialist resources from Perth, which includes our Emergency Operations Unit and our Tactical Response Group.
Upgrades to campgrounds, boating precincts and hiking trails. That's how the Pilbara is set to benefit from the state government's $165 million investment into outdoor tourism across WA. Premier Roger Cook says they want to encourage tourists to spend time in nature.
We want to continue to make sure that our incredible environment, our incredible outdoors, is a significant asset and attraction in relation to boosting tourism.
A spike in motorcycle fatalities in WA has prompted fresh calls to keep safety front of mind. 20 riders have died on our roads this year, compared to a total 16 in 2023. Road Safety Commission's Charles Hayne says the deaths are largely in our regions.
60% of the fatalities have been in the regions and 40% have been in the metro area. Generally, the fatalities that happen in the regions are single vehicle accidents.
In sport, a major milestone for a North Pilbara footy faithful. Wickham Wolves coach Glenn Higgins leading his 100th game over the weekend. A former player himself, Higgins racked up 250 senior matches in his career, winning the Kimball Memorial Trophy in 1992. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.